It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be on the roads, you could be at home, you could be at work, you could be other places. I'm going to be here, right over the airwaves for the next 3 hours. It is a 4-hour show. The beginning of the show, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've already had a busy night. Listen, we have talked about Saquon Barkley and his contract. We talked about Trevon Diggs. Dallas Cowboys giving him some money to stick around. We talked about some unfortunate incidents. We learned about Bronny James, a cardiac arrest Monday morning at USC. Thank God he's in stable condition. And what his future condition is, nobody knows. All the best to him and his recovery. We talked about Deion Sanders and his recovery from his surgery to remove the clots in his legs and help alleviate some of the pain in his foot. It's just, there was so much that went on today. In a few seconds, we'll talk about Justin Herbert and his massive contract that he got from the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, the biggest contract that has ever been signed in NFL history. We'll talk about Jaylen Brown. Today, ironically, also signing the biggest contract that the NBA has ever seen. And this is Jaylen Brown. Yeah, I get it. He's not Tatum. So he gets a lot of crap for it. But did you see him shooting in the postseason? You see him try to go left? Yeah, a lot of people were killing him. He can't go left. We'll talk about his contract. We'll get into that. This busy night. Messi scoring goals on goals on goals. Lionel Messi is just like, it's like retirement for him. Is it? That's not appropriate. Messi, well, first of all, he had two more goals tonight. So now he has three goals in the two games that he played. He scored in the 9th minute, and then he scored again in the 22nd minute, and then he assisted on another goal. This is like the greatest retirement tour ever for Lionel Messi. He's like, MLS, this is easy street. And so congratulations to Lionel Messi. My apologies to all my friends listening here in Atlanta as Inter Miami beat Atlanta United, a final score of 4-2-0. Messi showing up and dropping two of those goals just like it's nothing. And so as we continue on with the show, I do want to talk about Justin Herbert because that was big news that broke about 2 hours ago, maybe three at this point. Thank you so much to Jack Stern holding it down on the boards in New York City. But let's go out west. Let's talk about Justin Herbert, who is now the highest paid quarterback. Let's take it a step further. He is the highest paid player. He signed the richest contract that the NFL has ever seen. And we know in the world of professional sports, it's about one-upsmanship. He is the highest paid player now, today. Similar to when Lamar Jackson signed his contract the day of the NFL draft, and he was the highest paid player that we've seen. And I say give it a few weeks, maybe a month or so, Joe Burrow is going to sign the richest contract that the NFL has ever seen. And then give it a few years and somebody else will come through and take the reins there. And so Justin Herbert, no shock, no surprise, the Los Angeles Chargers, who should still be playing in San Diego, decided to give this man a huge deal. 5 years, $262.5 million. That extra $500,000 is very important. And this contract extension for Justin Herbert is going to take him through the year 2029. It's $219 million in guarantees. Justin Herbert has a no-trade clause. And when you think about his money that he's going to receive on an annual per-year basis, $52.5 million. Why is that a big deal? Because he needed his contract to be bigger than Lamar Jackson's. Justin Herbert, 52.5 per year. Lamar Jackson, poor him, only 52. Justin Herbert is making $500,000 more than him per year. And Joe Burrow will probably make 53 or 54 or whatever the case might be. And so congratulations to Justin Herbert for getting this money, for getting this deal. It was only during OTAs about a month ago that Justin Herbert was asked about his contract, and this is what he said.
It's something that I really haven't thought a whole lot about. I think the most of the offseason so far has been worried about, getting my shoulder right, making sure that I'm the best quarterback that I can be for this team. It's something you can address. I'm not quite sure. I don't have any more updates for you at this time. But, like I've said earlier, I think the world of the Chargers organization, I've got complete faith in the front office. So that's something that you'll address at the time. But I don't have any updates right now.
Well, that's a rarity. I think the only person that would ever open up their mouth and say that they have trust in the Chargers organization would be somebody who's now on the receiving end of a $260 million contract. Nobody likes the Spanos family. I digress. Congratulations, Justin Herbert. And by the way, Jack, they cut open his non-throwing shoulder, right?
Yes, I believe so, but he had trouble taking snaps, working out of the gun, things of that nature, because he has to use the other shoulder when he's playing football. And I'll go a step further here and say I believe that he was playing through that injury in the later portions of the season and kind of hid it from the media, didn't talk about it a whole lot, didn't want to give anyone else a competitive advantage, and no one could really tell that he was playing through it. So props to him.
He had that cartilage issue earlier on in the season, was still able to go out there and throw for 4,700 yards and 25 TDs. Justin Herbert, I enjoy watching him as a quarterback because he's a gunslinger. That's one reason. He's big, he's tall, he's strong. He's not trying to run around and duck and dodge and run people over like a lot of the other QBs. It's nice when you have some variety. And this man will just really take the snap, and he is just, he's looking over everybody, and he's just rifling the ball down the field wherever he wants to. Now, who's on the receiving end of his passes? That's TBD. Because I think on any given Sunday, I'm saying to myself, oh, is Keenan Allen, how's his hamstring looking? Up, oh, is Mike Williams going to be around? And God bless him. This year, the Chargers decided to draft another wideout in Quentin Johnston, and I think that is I think it's a little bit of foreshadowing, because when you think about some of the wideouts, the ones that I just mentioned, are they the most reliable? The answer is no. Austin Eckler, you don't know what the hell he's going to look like from a running back position year after year. He's certainly also crowed about the money that the running backs don't make. And so if there's one thing we know about the Chargers, they're going to put up some points. They're going to sling the rock around. Justin Herbert, yeah, he's making all of this money now, the highest paid quarterback in the game for now. We knew it was going to be the case. Why is he not going to throw for 47 to 5,000 yards this year? Why is he not going to throw for, this past season, 25 TDs on the low end for him in 2021? He threw 38. Why can't I expect him to throw 35 to 40 touchdowns? I expect the Chargers to put up numbers, and then I expect them to choke. I'm sorry. I didn't forget that playoff series. Not a series, it's the NFL, it's one game. I didn't forget that playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday night, where they went up 27-0 and choked that game away. Now you got Kellen Moore coming in as the offensive coordinator. And what is he bringing? Dallas Cowboys juice to the Chargers? Is he sprinkling Cowboy juice, onto the Chargers and what they're doing? The Chargers always, they're second class, second place citizens. I'm sorry. They play in the same damn division with the Chiefs. They're going to be running behind them forever. They're as unlucky can be. And then when they actually make some noise, they have a chance to go to the playoffs or at least move forward. And it's like, damn, the Chargers are actually going to win something. And the Jaguars, another emerging team, came back and beat them. It's pretty pathetic. And so Justin Herbert is getting all this bread. He's getting all this money. His career is basically at a 500. 25-24 since he took over. Let's also remember, his time onto the football field was accelerated because Tyrod Taylor caught a doctor's needle to his damn lung. And Justin Herbert was thrown out there onto the field. And he was pretty amazing. Right out of the gate. You don't see Justin Herbert running around in commercials. Justin Herbert doesn't speak. He's not a State Farm representative. He's not selling you Subway sandwiches. What else are quarterbacks doing?
Progressive.
Insurance?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, State Farm, Progressive, Subway.
Protecting my house, all those corny Baker ads before he got traded away from the Browns and nobody ever heard from him again.
Yeah, well, he'll have fun down in Tampa. Nobody hears from Justin Herbert. He's 25 years old. He just goes out there and he plays football. I appreciate it. He's in Los Angeles. Maybe people don't even pay him that much attention because he's in L.A. Ain't nobody thinking about the Chargers in that type of way. I don't want to say that Justin Herbert flies under the radar because I don't think he does. But he's not marketed the same way. He's not sold the right way or the same way. And quite frankly, I don't think he cares. I don't think he wants to. And so now here's the worst thing for this man. And if he's going to be the dude to finally turn them around, at least have some type of sustained success, then he deserves more money than what they're already paying him. The worst thing for him is that this is still the Chargers. You can go ahead and thank the Spanos family and they gave you the money and you trust in the Chargers organization. You shouldn't. You really shouldn't. Be happy that the checks will clear, that the money will be in your account. But it's going to be your coach one day. It's going to be one of your teammates one day that's out here screwing things up. Justin Herbert got paid, but he's still a Charger. And you want to think about the money that he makes versus the output? He's a 500 quarterback, not his fault. They blew that playoff game last year, not entirely his fault. And so, yeah, they're paying him $52.5 million per year. $262.5 million per year through 2029. The Chargers are expecting some type of playoff success. Maybe they get lucky and knock off the Chiefs. Might as well aim for the stars, man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Chargers giving Justin Herbert this deal? Yeah, he's a young talent. Huge upside. Already one of the best quarterbacks in the game. That's why he's getting all of this money. But do you trust the combination of the Chargers and Herbert to make some noise? What I'm afraid of is that Justin Herbert rots on the vine with the Chargers. That he's going to be good. That he's going to be great. But that everybody else around him is going to be ready to just choke like last year. I got no concerns or worries about him. The Chargers, though, Let me know when they get new ownership. Maybe then I'll feel a little bit more comfortable. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Herbert? What do you think about his new contract? Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on C.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
BS Sports Radio. Justin Herbert, he got paid today. For right now. Could be a couple of weeks. It could be a month. We have no idea. But for right now, Justin Herbert signed the most expensive contract, the most valuable contract in NFL history. Of course, it'd be a quarterback. That's, I think, self-explanatory. A 5-year, $262.5 million extension that will take him through 2029. That's $52.5 million per season. It's $219 million guaranteed. He has a no-trade clause. And we know on NFL draft day, Lamar Jackson signed his deal. At that point, it was 5 years, $260 million. He's making $52 million per year. Justin Herbert is making $500,000 more than Lamar Jackson. And you will blink. And because Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl, because Joe Burrow has gone to AFC Championship games, Joe Burrow is going to jump Justin Herbert. Is it going to be by a full mil? Is it going to be a mil and a half? We have no idea, but that contract is coming. And that's why Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, is basically telling everybody who will listen, Joe Burrow's going to get paid, and a bunch of other guys are not. Yeah, they're going to have to start sharing jock straps and Gatorade bottles again. So that just be prepared for that if you are a Cincinnati Bengals player. And so Justin Herbert, the Chargers, they did themselves a solid here by taking care of this now. They actually free up some money into the future. For me, it's more so of the Chargers have to jump the Chiefs. They might as well be slotted in for competing for a wild card spot every year. Hopefully this past season was a learning experience, getting your asses whooped after you were up 27-0 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that with Kellen Moore coming in and Justin Herbert having even more experience, that they can actually do a damn thing. And then, oh yeah, maybe the Chargers can go out there and stop the run. Because I could have ran for like 200 yards on them last year. They're just they're fun to watch because you never know what you're going to get. And so Justin Herbert definitely deserving of the money. It's just a matter of what the Chargers do, the structure that they have. I mean, from the top down, they got a wacky ass ownership group. The Spanos family all hates each other, and I tend to think things trickle down. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, Steven, JR?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Had some of that money earmarked so they wouldn't sign Eckler or couldn't sign Eckler.
You're asking me? Oh, my God. Joe is riding down a highway with his head just flying out the window.
Where is he, do you think?
I'm sorry, Jack.
Yeah, he called from Birmingham, but I did not hear the sound of the road in the background. Where do you think he possibly could be driving that it's that loud?
He decided to just stick his head out the window. here's the deal with Austin Eckler. I don't if I understood his question, which I didn't. I don't think Austin Eckler and his pursuit of a contract really has a whole lot of
of bearing when it comes down to Herbert. We know Herbert was going to get his money, and we know running backs aren't going to get paid either way. And so it doesn't matter about Austin Ekeler and his usage, of which I think a lot of people didn't even, you know, pay attention to how he was used. This man worked his ass off last year. Austin Ekeler probably, he needed to get paid for two seasons for his output last year. We're talking about a combined, if you go ahead and look at his rushing numbers, 915 on the ground, another 722 in the air. He went out there and had 18 touchdowns, Austin Ekeler did. You want to tell me that this dude isn't valuable? But if you want to look at it from the Chargers' perspective, they'll just tell you, yeah, well, he's just going to fall apart soon. Like, we used him up last year, he's going to fall apart. Here's a $1 million raise, a shut up, sit down, and be happy. It's the name of the game. It's not just the Chargers who's doing this. It's everywhere. Go ask Saquon Barkley what he had to go out there and pretty much settle for. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Steve is calling from Annapolis. I was in Annapolis last Wednesday. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Good.
And that last call, it's a tough one to follow. Anyway, well,
we can hear you. That's a positive.
Yeah. So I was calling because I'm actually a Giants fan, and I wanted we were talking about what Saquon did signing that 1 year deal. What, I'm not really sure how it's working. What is the difference between if he signs his tender, if he would have signed his franchise tender, versus a 1 year deal? Because I mean, the franchise tag is a 1 year deal anyway, and isn't it all guaranteed money?
Yes. So the franchise tag.
What was the benefit, the pros and cons of what he did? Because I figured he'd make more money if he would have signed his.
No, the New York Giants. I'm not going to say they went above and beyond to placate him, but they tried to find a middle ground. Here's the deal with the franchise tag. Obviously, it would have been a contract for one season. But the deadline, this is the more important thing. The deadline for the New York Giants and Saquon to come to terms on a long-term agreement, longer than 1 year, that was last Monday. And so that came and that went. That didn't preclude the Giants and Saquon Barkley from signing a one-year deal. And so they've basically taken that franchise tag number and they've thrown in incentives on top of that. And then they've also given him a signing bonus. And so they're kind of sort of making up for the money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but the deal he signed, the whole thing is not guaranteed, correct?
Correct. No, it's not.
Okay. So I figured the franchise tag, I mean, I heard you with the incentives, but I don't know. I thought that because I don't know what he was making with the franchise tag, but I figured, that's
outside
all guaranteed
of the
money, right?
Outside of the incentives, it's about $1 million in incentives, okay? And that means if he basically plays, he's going to make that money. He's getting a $2 million signing bonus. That's on top of what the franchise tag would have already been. And so the New York Giants didn't have to do that. They basically said, hey, shut up. Here's some money. Come play. That's it.
Gotcha. Yep. No, I get it now. I just was – at first I was just a little confused because, like I said, I just know that franchise tag is all guaranteed. So I didn't know about the incentives or anything else that was going up with the contract.
Yeah, they said here's a $2 million signing bonus. That's a hell of a lot. It moves him into basically a third salary slot when you think about the running backs. It's Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and then you basically move into Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. So
right.
That's how that
ends. All right, well, I appreciate it, JR.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Steve, for calling up from Annapolis. Hard knock life for all these running backs, ain't it? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Hey, I think everybody's sleeping on the New Orleans Saints this year. People don't realize we had no offense last year. We played Frisco for 3.5 quarters, and we played them very well last year. We beat Philadelphia, and this year on offense, We've got Michael Thomas coming back. We're going to have Kamara.
Are you betting on Michael Thomas being healthy, or is his legs going to fall apart?
No, he's healthy. He's healthy.
Okay.
He's going to be healthy this year. I mean, you never know in the NFL what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's my point.
You sound so confident. Well, so which one is it?
Well, I think he's going to be very well this year. I think he's coming back this year. He's going to have a big year. We just signed Jimmy Graham. He's going to be a big pickup on a tight end. We got Tyson Hill. We got Derek Carr, who's going to be leading this offense. We're going to get Kamara back. We got Jamal Williams from Detroit. People are sleeping on the Saints. I'm just telling you, JR, they beat Philadelphia last year, ran right down their throats, and they couldn't stop them. And we got a top-five defense.
Okay. Now, I'm not necessarily going to reference what took place last year. I saw, and I'm not going to sit down and tell you that, oh, man, I was all into the game. I saw the Saints play in person a couple of times last year. I saw them play in the Superdome, and I think I was somewhere else. And, man, I got to tell you, I was not impressed. And so to look and go game by game and go, this is what happened in this game versus an NFC contender, that's not indicative to anything for me. Because game to game, we know any given Sunday, anybody can go out there and win. And I saw enough games where the Saints look like crap. So am I going to crown them anything? No. I think that the first thing I want to see, what do they look like with Derek Carr? That's it. And you talking about injuries, I thought Michael Thomas last year was supposed to be the year that he finally came back and was healthy. So I understand the optimism, and we can think about the players and the names and the resumes. You talk about Jamal Williams. They certainly I don't want to say they got rid of him in Detroit picking up Gibbs, but he's now free. And now he's going to be back there with Kamara. You know, how do you weigh the two of them in the backfield? So I'm not going to say that they are in the toilet. I'm not going to say that people are sleeping on them. They play in the NFC South. Okay? We have no idea what any of these teams are going to do. Tampa Bay, there's no Tom Brady. They should be worse. You think about the other squads here in Atlanta with the Falcons. People are looking at Ritter. The Falcons certainly have a complete squad. And then do I even need to mention the team that has the rookie QB? Probably not. So there's a chance for the Saints to win. But let's see them do it first.
Well, that's what you just said. That's the point. We're in a weak division this year. If they're going to get into the playoffs, they're going to win the division. I mean, that's almost a given, I think.
You win the division, you go to the playoffs. Yeah, that happens that
right.
way.
So, and then if they get in the dome, get a playoff home field, and they got an offense that's clicking at the time, and they get Kamara back from the suspension, I think the Saints are going to do very well this year.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised, but I would slow down a little bit. I mean, we talk about home field in the playoffs, and if there is a playoff game in the dome, let them get through, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6 games first, okay?
Before I hang up, let me ask you a question about the Dallas Cowboys. Where do you stand on them this year?
Oh, we just talked about them, John. I'll replay it for you in a second, okay?
Thank you.
All right, no doubt. I just spent last hour. I know it's last hour, and I get it. People pick up on different parts of the show and different parts of the country, so I'm understanding of that. We talked about Jerry Jones. He was asked about the playoffs and the Super Bowl. And you know what? We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, you'll hear it. You'll hear from Jerry Jones out of his mouth. And then I'll tell you again what I think about the Dallas Cowboys. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we talked about Justin Herbert and his new gigantic contract. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Jaylen Brown and his new contract. Quite ironic that both in the NFL and the NBA, you have two individuals on the same day who signed the richest contracts in the history of their respective sports. So we'll talk about Jaylen Brown, the Celtic, who's, I guess he's going to be a Celtic for a long time. We'll get there at the top of the hour. Also, before we went to break, somebody asked me about the Dallas Cowboys. And what do I think about the Dallas Cowboys? And I guess he didn't tune in last hour as we talked about Trayvon Diggs and his new contract. The Dallas Cowboys locking him up for a five-year, or with a five-year, $97 million extension that can get bumped up to $104 million if you want to go out there and include bonuses. Not so bad for a second-round pick who's pretty much shown himself to be one of the best corners in the entire game. And so having said that, Jerry Jones sat down, and Jerry Jones was asked about the Dallas Cowboys. And the reporter was very clear. Hey, Jerry, do you think your Dallas Cowboys are Super Bowl contenders? This is what Jerry Jones said.
I certainly think and came to camp with the idea in mind that if we can have the kind of camp we want to have, that we've got a team that can compete for the top spot. And I don't want to understate that for sure. There's a lot of work to be done because we're going to play a lot of young players. But I think that when you weigh it, you weigh where we've evolved over the last two or three years with our defense. You look at some of the talent we've got. Look at Dak. When I look at all those things, I think we've got a chance to be a contender.
Now, the caller asked me, what do I think about the Cowboys? Nothing, bro. The Cowboys are in the same category that they've been in for a very long time. Good enough to be good, but not good enough to win a championship. Just let me know when they get over the hump. Like, I ain't putting no stock into what Jerry Jones just had to say. And I do have to give him some credit. If I have to look at what the Dallas Cowboys did a few seasons ago, they were historically bad. The Dallas Cowboys around COVID era, COVID time, they were the worst Dallas Cowboys defense that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had in their history. And so they've been able to turn that around. You would expect Dak Prescott to continue rounding into form, especially being even more removed from that broken ankle. Pollard coming off of a broken leg and him kind of taking up more of the even more of the load with no Ezekiel Elliott. Cowboys are going to be good. What else is new? Let's just go ahead and put the Dallas Cowboys into the playoffs, and then let's see what superior team in the NFC wipes them out. Let me know when the Dallas Cowboys get over the hump. I'm not into the, it's the Cowboys here. Super Bowl contenders. Nah, just let me know when they win something. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling from Rochester. Lou, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi, JR. I find that Herbert's contract interesting, that it's mildly and guarantees an annual salary just over Lamar Jackson's contract. And I think it really sets up the Bengals organization to play hardball with Burrow on what he's going to get. And the timing of it is interesting because the Chargers had 2 years effectively, but they did it now. And the pattern is there. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen with Burrow. Now, I know that you...
He's going to make more money than Justin Herbert. Why do you think this is a scenario where the Bengals can play hardball? This actually would probably make things easier for Burrow to get his deal.
Oh, he's going to get a deal, but it's not going to be
a better deal. Of course he's going to get his deal. A better deal than Herbert.
But I thought they would be saddled with a really high contract, and now it's just going to be sort of the norm. And I'm not especially I'm impressed with Burrow. I think he's the second coming of Drew Bledsoe, but national media doesn't.
Okay. So what happens? Do we need to find Mo Lewis to knock him out, or like what do we need?
I don't know. I just find it that I think that the Bengals are not going to have to pay as much for Burrow now after Herbert.
If I'm Joe Burrow, and we've heard, and thank you, Lou, for calling up from Rochester, we heard from Mike Brown about what's going to happen. He understands that Joe Burrow is the golden goose. Like, he is the guy. Like, we are not paying him. If anybody is going to get paid, it's going to be him. And he didn't call him the golden goose, but Mike Brown basically said, yo, Joe Burrow is the heart of the team. And you could be the stupidest village idiot amongst however many you have in your town. You could be the dumbest one. Come on. Joe Burrow's not going anywhere. If anybody's going to get paid, it's going to be him. And we can all think about, and if it happens, man, I'll eat crow. I'd be shocked to see it. I don't think Joe Burrow is going into negotiations or his agent and says, well, Justin Herbert is getting $52.5 million per year. And so, yeah, Joe Burrow really wants to stay and he wants to keep his teammates here. And so, you know, Joe is going to be willing to take, you know, only 50 per year. Well, maybe, you know, we've seen wilder things happen. But if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm saying to myself, and he would know a whole lot more about his contract situation than I do. I'm saying to myself, I've accomplished more than Herbert. Herbert hasn't even won a playoff game. Not one. Joe Burrow has been to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow has been to multiple AFC championship games. Joe Burrow was about 3 or 4 points from going back to another Super Bowl this past season. And Justin Herbert, it's like he's still learning how to walk here, at least when it comes to postseason play. And, I mean, if you want to look on the bright side and say, oh, man, even the Bengals were able to crawl out of the doldrums, if you want to look on the bright side, then maybe just hope that the Chargers can do the same. But there's no circumstance where I look at Joe Burrow and go, oh, man, this is going to be easier negotiating for the Bengals. It makes things clearer. I feel like we've known this for the better part of a year. Was Lamar Jackson going to wait for Justin Herbert? Was Herbert going to wait for Lamar Jackson? Was Lamar Jackson going to wait for Burrow and Herbert? And now here it is. Burrow's going to be on the top. He's going to make all the cash, all the bread. Robert is calling from Annapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Good evening. Hey, JR, when do you become a free agent? They're throwing money around out there.
Well, listen, man, listen, I can't throw a dart down the field, man. I can't do that.
I got you. Hey, you're good at what you do, my friend.
Thank you.
Anyhow, on Justin Herbert, it's a simple matter of NFL economics. It's cheaper to sign him now than later. And I'm going to tell you, JR, if I'm Burrow, I'm not signing a long-term deal. These salaries, especially quarterbacks, just keep escalating. You're going to give me a two-year deal for a few dollars more than the last guy signed. It's all guaranteed. You wouldn't be able to franchise me because I think there's in the CBA, you have to pay a free agent at least 10% of his previous salary. I don't know if it's a previous year, previous average, whatever it is. Which in that case would far supersede the franchise tag amount. So, anyhow,
Did you say it's cheaper to pay him now and keep him? Is that what you said?
No, I'm saying the cost is going up. Look, Lamar Jackson was the highest paid quarterback for how long? 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, April.
Okay, so the next guy, Burrow, presumably is going to sign for more, and then right. You know, of course the next person would have to be at that talent level. But what I'm saying is the salaries never go down; they just go up. So when
it's like being married. Isn't it why they say you should stick with your wife? It's cheaper to keep her.
It depends on how good-looking your wife is, I guess.
Oh, well, damn, right.
Or how good a cook he is, whatever. But the point is, the Chargers, I mean, they did what an economic sound decision was. If he was willing to sign now for that amount, it's less than what they, if they waited a year or two. Look at the Ravens with Lamar. Had they signed him a year or two earlier? I mean, I was never for the big signing, and I'm a Ravens fan, but the point is, it always gets more expensive.
Yeah, no, it sure does, Robert.
Does sound
like a marriage. Thank you, Robert, for calling from Annapolis. Still on the fact, I feel he called somebody's wife ugly on the radio. Or maybe that was my interpretation. I don't know. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Listen, I can't throw no football down the field like Justin Herbert. I can make a free throw. I can dribble a ball just a little bit. I'm not 6'8", so I probably stink there. But we got somebody else who got a whole lot of money. His name, Jaylen Brown. I'm going to tell you what the Celtics are going to pay this guy. Salaries are ridiculous. You think Herbert is making a lot of money? Oh, only 52 a year. Jaylen Brown going to be making more than that right away. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com's Summer Black Friday sale, now for 45% off mega deals. 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.